So I kind of want to start with a minor complaint because this movie is so beautiful. I just wanted more of
You're the
it.
second person who's made that complaint. So our approach of like doing this kind of elliptical economic storytelling on purpose to be like, here's the suggestion of a world that we now want you to be like, question mark, who are those masked people? What's that woman in doing her martial arts doing? Like, we wanted to sort of plant a universe so big that it would be a 2-hour film to try and get into it, but like we give you the glimpses and then you go and it's a conversation starter. You know, and we're actually just like it's enough of a tease that you're like, whoa, spices are more intense than I thought. You know, that was kind of the premise.
I'm a filmmaker myself, and I would always prefer somebody feel like I didn't overstay the welcome and that they want to try to discover more. And I love that whole idea. And speaking of just like how intense spices are, this just kind of reminds me of us having a conversation with somebody, and this doesn't cover vanilla, but I remember somebody just saying vanilla as like a term for being boring. I come from the world of being in like coffee and a lot of like flavors and ingredients that are actually really intensely involved and complicated and beautiful and delicate. And commodity, culture essentially has made us forget about that. I loved how this kind of gave it kind of a showcase of just how beautiful they are. And they're all things that we could take for granted as well. Was that part of your thought process going in?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the philosophical umbrella for the whole film. It's spices in this case, but keep going. I grew up in New York City. I lived in Lower Manhattan and I went to school in Upper East Manhattan. And I decided I was sick of the subway at age 13 and I started bicycling to school. And there was inside of that journey, my biggest epiphany that has like followed me into my storytelling career in the most profound way, which was, and this sounds like almost schmarmy, but it's very sincere. Like, I would bike by, it would be 7 in the morning in Manhattan, and there'd be the guy, like, literally painting the last, like, letters on the sign on the side of his truck, and the guy, like, pulling the meat out of the, assembly line in the meatpacking district. And I would literally pass, like, the making of our city, all waking up to, like, become parts of a very big teeming whole that you push through and you blur past and you don't, take the time to do. And I was forced into that meditation at an age before we said words like meditation, and so it got in there in a big way. And I was like, the making of the world is as interesting as the world. And so there is a kind of, and there's like, if you want to get sort of super private school kid about it, like, I'm joking, because I went to a school on the Upper East Side that was like super erudite, like Oxford. It was like going to Oxford University at age 13. And we read all of these great philosophers at a very young age, and like one of them talks about the life inside of things, Alexander Pope, to be able to see inside the life of things. And that's the transcendental movement in literature, like Henry David Thoreau. He like sat in his little pond in Massachusetts and was like, butterfly. And then like a universe was born. So to me, the premise with these spices was they are portals into this idea. And we want me and the people who commissioned the film, which is the Yogi Foundation, which is the kind of it's the philanthropic arm of Yogi Tea. And this is a company with actual values they want people to have and know that they have. And so they're using the foundation and its communications to sort of like gently surface the values of the company. And they are really about finding a point of contact with what you consume, right? So we decided that this kind of imaginative narrative journey, where every time you hold a grain of cardamom in your hand, you can imagine such sticky, endlessly fascinating specifics as someone like putting on a crown and pretending there's a queen of cardamom. Like, if we plant enough details, if you watch the farmer wake up surrounded by goats, like that's a sticky detail. Like, if there are like details around the farmers and around the communities. Like, if you see a bunch of young men playing tug of war, that are presumably one of them is the son of a farmer because they're in the region, all of those things like embed the life of your spice into your head in a way that is so meaningful that you can't help but move back out into the world and consider all that you consume with the same like heavy narrative backstory.
In a 7-minute film, you just captured that, and it was so beautiful.
Thank you for saying that. I really appreciate that.
Cinnamon. Is that you? Blending into the hillside?
The Theory of Spice from the Yogi Foundation is now available at the LA Times. For KIOS, I'm Joshua LaBure.